try and try and try and try and try.
We don't deserve us,
we don't deserve us,
so
can't look to myself anymore.
We don't deserve us, we don't deserve us, so
here we find ourselves again at the end of another Mona episode of Friday Afternoons on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I finished off that set with Nation of Language doing Silhouette from their latest album, Dance Called Memory, which came out on Sub Pop last week. Cindy Lee right before that with Freak Heat Waves brought you In a Moment Divine. Cindy Lee is also playing here, I believe, second week of October. Aura the Molecule brought you Let Me Dance from her Dance Therapy album. She'll be on the road with Cut Copy this fall. And that was our little dance back-to-back. The Pool brought you Dance It Down, right after Revolting Cox. I got stuck in a Revolting Cox situation. What? No Devotion. It's the name of the song you heard. Clock DVA brought you Beautiful Losers. Right after Drinking Electricity did Good Times. Miranda Sex Garden, little 1990s action from their Fairy Tales of Slavery album. You heard Havana Lied. After brand new music from Kevin Saunderson, Dantes, DJ Minx, and E-Dancer, who collaborated for a brand new track called Detroit, duh, which came right after the Leeds Warehouse mix of LFO. Shout out to Luke, who turned me on to Lord of Hardcore, Work That Sucka, which came after right after Skepta and Fred Again, and topped everything off with Little Sims, who's going to play the Brooklyn Paramount the night before Halloween, and we're hoping we'll get her on the show. Let's just all put that out there. She put out a brand new track called Don't Leave Too Soon, which I know it feels like too soon for me to leave. Nevertheless, Alan is here. Hey! It's like the Fonz just walked in. It's time for you to ask Alan all of your burning questions, my friends. Such as, what's the deal with donut holes? Or perhaps you could just ask him more advice-flavored questions.
That's a stoner question.
That's a what?
Stoner question.
Oh. Donuts sound good, actually. I would love a donut. Or its whole. I feel like everything that's come out of my mouth this last mic break has been a disaster, which means it's time for me to leave and make my way for Ask Alan. See you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye now.
Yes.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Yes. If your girlfriend weak and she stupid profiling,
yes.
You need some information, ask Alan. Ask Alan. That's what you get when everybody's styling.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Alan.
Yes.
I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, ask Alan. Ask Alan. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamond and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do, it'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Alan out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is eagle talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Alan. Yes, you know the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Alan. You get hit with claws out, baby, it's eagle talent.
Eagle talent. Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Alan. Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, ask Alan. Ask Alan. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, y'all.
Season them up, 1,000 Islands. Thank you, Ali Bang. Badass artist from Montclair, New Jersey. Used to roll with the Outlaws. That's now the Ask Alan theme song. I'm jittery today. Feeling it. I hope you're feeling it. Thanks, Mona. The most fun transition ever. Mona rules. This is Ask Alan. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. I am an unqualified purveyor of advice. Unlike all of the experts out there, I have no idea what I'm doing. So you should call me and ask me for advice. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is now a weekly show, a regular show on WFMU. For some crazy bonkers reason, I was at the beach today with my boy Tico and his girlfriend Luna. Maybe you're looking to take a day trip. Trying to plan out a day. It's the fall now. It's a good time for trips and dates and stuff like that. DIY projects, pet issues, issues at work. Call me up, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Going on a first date? Maybe you're going on a first date and you're nervous and you need some advice from somebody who hasn't gone in on a date in quite a while. But you know, it's like muscle memory. I used to, you know, used to get my share. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. It only works if you call. Maybe you're having issues with an ex. Ex-girlfriend, ex-partner, ex-husband or wife. Let's chat it out. Why not ask me? I've never been married. I'm an objective third party, I guess. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. It's a humid summer day in downtown Jersey City. Got my best friend Johnny Salami is going to come in and hang out, but he's stuck on the light rail. So, call dropped. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Thanks again to Ollie Bang. You'll be hearing that song weekly. That's called Ask Alan. Former member of the Outlaws. If you know anything about that operation, I bet you Billy Jam does. Be coming up at 7 p.m. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Call me up. We'll talk it out. Maybe you're having issues. Maybe you have a project and you don't know what tool to use. Sometimes you think you're going to use one tool and you end up using another one. Some guy called me up last week. He was thinking about doing shrooms for the first time. We talked it out. Having some issues. We're partying too much. Social issues. Give me a call, 201-209-9368. The phone lines are open. And it only works if you call Ask Alan. Also, go to WFMU.org playlist and comments board. Because, as mentioned, my advice is pretty, not always. Well, you know, the more minds, the better. So you can go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board. The wise WFMU listeners might have better ideas than I may for whatever advice you may need. So you got a call. I'm going to put that on the playlist and comments board. Because Ask Alan is a no bueno if you no call. So call 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. The phone lines are open. I wonder if, un momento, let me make sure that the hand line is. Hold on! Do this. Do, 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 do. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Whoa. Well, was coming in. You got to call 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Relationships seem to be, they come and go, relationship advice calls. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
What's up, Zach?
Hey, it's working.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can go so many different directions.
Oh.
But
you tell me.
Any preference on your topics?
No, I don't have a topic. You pick the topic. You're the one who needs advice.
All right. Well, we can do a continuation. We're closer. We've gone through some of the roofing stuff.
Right, right. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. So, haven't finalized on one. What do you think would be some good shake? So, I know they're going to have a supervisor, they claim.
Wait, remind me what's going on. You having a...
I need a roof.
Right, and you got away from the subcontractor.
Well, they all use them. I mean, you know, in some capacity.
Okay.
In terms of how the company's structured around here, at least. Probably some independent. I don't know if... I know is not bonded. So then you run into that. That's what I'm more worried about, too, is because they have to redeck it.
So where have you gotten from last week?
We have to choose one. So I was looking for some more shakeout questions. They all seem fairly decent. But is there, you know, like one way to split it? Because you do work for people in that capacity. Like obviously I'll be watching.
Yeah.
But any perspective on how to drill that in to make sure choosing the right one? And
I mean, I think the only thing I would really roll with is talk to some, go if it's possible, if they've worked locally, go look at some roofs that they've done. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some.
Yeah.
They all look good, but, you know, that doesn't tell. Is there a little drip or...
Well, then
I'm not knocking on doors going, how did they do there?
Why not?
That's true.
Yeah, why not? Definitely knock on doors and then be like, you got any leaks? You have any issues? why not? I mean...
That's very forward. I mean, we're a friendly neighborhood, of course, Alan, but...
I mean, no brainer to me. Definitely be like, if you're going to be spending like $10,000, $15,000 on a roof, go talk to somebody who they did a roof for.
Yeah, that's
for.
Where they're coming back at. Around here, yeah, it's like 16.
Yeah, so I don't know. No, I'd say you want to know their
for
success
the redecking
rate.
Too.
Yeah, redecking of what the roof or deck?
Well, so our houses was built in the '40s, and the sheathing in the attic, it's just boards, and it has about an inch space. And code now, you got to put plywood over that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we don't have the plywood, so they're going to have to do that too. So they got to put the plywood down, so they're going to be touching my attic more.
Oh right, yeah. So 10, 10, 15 grand doesn't sound terrible. I mean, I think, you know, the only thing I would really, I mean, whether or not they're licensed doesn't always matter as much to me as much as the kind of, like, because if they're not licensed, they'll be cheaper, but. Just if they do good work and how you could prove that they do good work is going, and then find roofs that have, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old that they've done.
Okay, so in that regard, okay, I'll agree with you. I'll knock on some doors.
Yeah.
Day of, like, how do I, you know, I don't know. I'm always a little timid in terms of confronting the quote-unquote experts in that capacity. You know, I always watch. I chat up. You know, I'm very friendly. You know, if we work as a contractor homeowner situation, but you know, would it be too forward to hop up on a ladder every now and again?
No, absolutely not. I definitely have been. I was on the ladder. I was on my roof with my roofers when they were.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Definitely.
Did they tell you, hey, toss us that over there, Alan?
Yeah, I'd just be like, I just want to see how you're doing this or how you're doing that, and so yeah, no problem getting on a roof with the roofers or you know, just say I'm going to go up and take a look. I just want to see something, and yeah, it's your roof. Of course, it's your house.
Yeah, no, I know. There's always that, but see, you're very confident in it.
Well,
I have some confidence in that level, but...
Oh, you mean being on the roof?
You know, you don't want to be in the way
falling
or,
on,
you know...
Well, you could do it when they're come down eating lunch and just be like, I got a few questions, can I go up and take a look at something? You don't have to do it when they're working, you know? I don't know. Main thing is make sure they have proven work. And the second thing is, yeah, if you want to go up there and inspect yourself, absolutely do that. Of course.
That's true. Should I make a documentary? I should probably document it, pictures-wise, too.
I mean, for who?
I don't know. What if, you know, what if they messed up some joist in the headache?
You want to take pictures along the way as they're doing it? I mean, I guess it doesn't hurt. I always record my doctors when they're talking.
Yeah, no, it's good. Right. That way you remember what they say.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like you got a plan.
Well, with you, thanks. Okay, be forward. Go after it. Knock on doors.
Knock on doors.
See if anyone's got leaks.
Look at their previous work. See if anybody's got leaks. And get up on the ladder and check stuff out.
Take pictures. Love it. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Zach. Bye.
Yeah, cheers.
Roof issues. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We need the phone calls coming in here at Ask Alan. Last week we had 4 calls coming in at all times. I think people know that they're waiting for Johnny Salami to enter the studio. They know I'm a better purveyor of bad advice when Johnny Salami is in the building. Maybe you are dealing with some health issues and you're trying to rein in your diet. Give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Tico has his girlfriend Luna, and Luna's dad is like a successful guy. He lives in a small apartment next door to me, so I'm already like stressed out about when I'm going to have to, when they're going to separate one day, when Mark moves on. We'll get back to that. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, is this Alan?
This is. Who is this?
Mara. We'll go by Mara.
Mara?
Yeah.
Hi, Mara. How can I help
you? Hi. Well, I've got a bit of a predicament that I'm hoping you can help me out with. It's been on my mind for a while.
You sound familiar, Mara.
Yeah, maybe I am. I don't know.
Uh-huh,
radio,
uh-huh.
Radio is all a mystery.
Uh-huh.
But this is a very real issue that I kind of need your advice on.
Uh-huh,
so...
Uh-huh.
I am an independent filmmaker and have been for many years now. And I have had kind of a partner in crime for 15 of those. And for the most part, I would say we've had a pretty good union of success. But there are certain parts of him that are a little unsavory. And I will say we've had our fallouts in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He has definitely, in a lot of ways, for lack of a better term, screwed me over on some deals. But before our supposed like last production we were going to do together, which he did solo.
What kind of movies you make?
Horror movies. Horror movies.
Okay. All right.
So we were doing pre-production for something we were both very excited about with a much bigger budget. And, I won't get too far into it, but during, you know, the preliminary discussions, we went out for drinks, and he decided to make some unsavory moves towards me that were not appropriate and maybe, controversial in a lot of ways. And What did he do? He forced himself on me in certain terms.
At dinner?
And I don't want to get very specific. It was enough for me to kind of go,
okay, I thought we
had respect after, you know, 13 years. Of this, and it led me to not continue to work with him and kind of avoid him for years, which I feel is understandable, right? But I guess the whole thing is we've been very successful together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've made a lot of really good stuff. We've made money from it, and I guess in a weird way it feels kind of like an easy sell, but he has approached me about continuing and finishing off our trilogy that we worked very hard on over the past couple of years. And
so
I guess...
So this guy forced himself on you and you kind of ended the work relationship because you were basically assaulted?
Right, and it didn't
harassed.
Get that far, but it was enough for me to go, you don't really respect me, I guess. And I had felt that way already based on, you know, certain deals and things that he was trying to do behind my back, which I had always kind of gotten control over, and that's kind of the thing. But, yeah, so he approached me recently to finish off. Again, we had already done 2 of the same trilogy, right?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go for it.
So he wants to now restart the work relationship, and you're not sure if you want to? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay. And is the reason you would want to creative and financial, or one or both?
Both.
Right. So and you need the dough.
Yeah, and I think the other part of me is feeling a little burnt out and other creative things that I've been doing, and kind of wondering if maybe I'm missing out on the whole filmmaking thing that I kind of put off for other creative things. You know, I think you get it. And it just, again, it feels like an easy way to make money, but I think the other part of it is I feel roped into kind of, and not by him, but roped in with myself of finishing off something I started literally 10 years ago. Actually more than that. I think it's 12, 13 years ago now. So I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm going to look stupid and weak if I cave in, even though I know I could probably control the situation, and I need the money, and I know that I can make it really cool, and it's still going to be mine, you know. And then the other part of me is going like, well, do I just ditch it all together? And I should, right? Like,
are you scared of this guy?
No.
You don't feel, you feel like he would potentially, I mean,
he could, maybe, but I don't. Ooh. I feel like he is organically afraid of me, which is why these things have happened. Personally.
I mean, as a dude, I feel like it's my responsibility to say, like, well, you know, I don't want you to be in an unsafe environment, even if it's a mentally unsafe environment, and it's hard for me to say, you know, go ahead, take a shot, but if you are sort of leaning towards taking a shot, can you do it in a controlled environment where you don't have to feel unsafe?
Yeah. And I mean, I typically produce all of these, so I'm the one that kind of creates the environment. And I know I can be, and I mean, I've always had a safe set. It's just, I don't know. I think I'm wondering if I'm supposed to, I guess, waste my time on something like this.
Well, you feel like it's creative at the same time that it's, you feel like you're giving up a part of your
identity.
Identity.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I definitely can't just say, do it, take a shot. I don't have any right to say that and to make you put you in an environment where you feel like you're being compromised. I can't say that. I also can't tell you not to, because if
it's not anyone's decision but mine. I guess what I'm looking for is just insight from someone.
What kind
else
of horror you do? Tell us, give us a little insight onto the kind of horror you do.
I do comedy horror. I don't want to go too much further than that because I know people are listening that probably know who I am. But
you know, I'm not sure. I thought I knew who you were. Now I'm not sure.
You definitely know who I am.
Okay. And
that doesn't give it away. I do like horror comedy stuff. That's pretty big in New York, but
it's pretty big in New York. Your horror comedy. So, what kind? Give me like a real, a backroom scene of like a really nasty murder scene and how it went down.
Oh my gosh, I've had so many. Well, okay, there's a lot of words I can't say on the air because FD, right? I know. I do know those rules. There was a particular mutilation scene that lives in my brain that is quite good.
Hmm.
It involves a bong and glass getting shoved into a particular orifice.
Oh.
It's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bong.
Yeah.
Was it lit? Was it lit, the bong?
Of course.
Oh, wow. Was somebody smoking the bong?
Of course.
Wow.
See, you get it, though. Cool. All right.
Well, I mean, So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, I think the right answer, and I know the answer. I think I just keep needing to, like, ping pong it off people, is that I'm not going to do it because I think my values kind of overstep all of that, right? And I think the last thing I want is to get trapped into some sort of, like, awful conspiracy thing or something if he ever has issues with other people, and I know he has in the past, so it's like,
yeah.
I think I need to focus on myself, but I think it's really hard to let go of something you started so long ago and lose a part of yourself in that process.
Yeah, and can't you find another creative partner to make horror with? It sounds like you're fully capable of doing this without this person, right?
Yeah. I guess it was just finishing off the trilogy thing, you know, because he owns the rights to that, technically.
Oh, he owns, that's right, he owns the rights to it.
But I guess it doesn't really matter.
So maybe it would just be one more movie.
One more movie, yeah. Mm. Which really, if you think about it, it's like 3 weeks, right? Like, I can do 3 weeks. That's why I'm kind of going like, wow. But I also don't want to scar myself if something happens during that, right? Not with me, but with someone else or some conspiracy, like whatever. I just don't want to be, I don't want my reputation scarred by that for one last movie when I want to make other things, right?
I'm copping out because I feel responsible to say, nah.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You know what's weird? I'm having issues with the phone lines because it feels like the phones might be ringing, but I'm not seeing a red light. It's weird.
Yeah. I can let you go. I mean,
No, I wasn't even, hey, I see Johnny Salami in the, the door. Donnie Salami.
Exciting. Game. Tell him hi.
I will. All right. I'll tell him that the woman who...
Mara.
Mara, that's right. Mara. I don't know what to tell you, Mara. Since it's the last movie that makes it a little bit of a harder choice, maybe you can control the environment. Maybe you could sort of take control, teach him a lesson. Maybe you could finish this thing off and benefit off it. But I don't want to see you compromise any part of yourself. For the sake of some douchebag, this guy. So, I don't know. Does that help at all?
It does, actually. Thank you.
You're welcome,
I really
Mara.
Need it.
Good luck. I want to hear more about these bong scenes.
I'm going to tell you all about them. Don't worry. I will email you, right?
Yes, alan@wfmu.org. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, got it.
All right, Mara.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. That sort of reminds me, if you want to, I'm going to start trying to send out a weekly email to remind you about Ask Alan. So Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. Shoot me an email if you want to get on the email list. In the meantime, call up 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368, slower than usual phone lines, no gusta. So give a call if you need advice on any topic except real estate or stocks, because who cares? Give me a call, 201-209-9368. Kids, you know, last week people called up with some like intense issues with their kids, and like, I don't have kids, but I have a lot of friends with kids, and so I'm often the springboard for you know, discussing how to deal with this and that. So maybe you got kid issues. Person called up last week. Kid was a graffiti artist, wanted to know what to tag up. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. My best friend Johnny Salami's in the building. Scott, if you could send them down to Studio A, that'd be great. Hello, you're on the radio. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Can you shut off your radio?
Yeah, I had a question for you.
Okay, don't curse.
So the question is, I've got to go in for a hip replacement thing.
Ooh, okay.
And, yeah, which is uncool, I know.
It's hard.
But
I mean,
the thing
not...
is, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And they want me to eat a lot of red meat for the iron.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, some people say you could just take iron pills, but everyone knows that iron pills are not that.
Wait, so why can't...
vitamin C pills, they actually, you know, a pill does, it's not the equivalent of a...
Yeah, of course.
Of a product, you know, that you actually eat.
Yeah, it doesn't absorb the same. Yeah, you don't...
It is how to get through, or any ideas of... has anyone had this problem before, and would they know... how to help me out?
Has anybody have an issue where you're having a procedure where your body's starting to tell you need a lot more protein? Can you shut off your radio?
Iron specifically,
right? So, which usually means red meat. Yeah. Can you shut off your radio?
My radio, I think, is shut off.
Okay, now it sounds better. Okay, yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So the thing was, I've got to go in for a hip replacement. But this time it's an infected one. I've had the other one replaced, but this time it's got some sort of infection on it.
Madonna mia.
So, which is infecting my blood and stuff. Oh. So they want me to take a lot of iron, but I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, so you don't want to you're not at a point where you just for a little while, just to get through this period of time, I'm going to compromise my... That's a tough one. So do you see a nutritionist?
Yeah, it's not so much that. It's just that... And I'm not necessarily a vegetarian in the sense of everybody's a vegetarian. It's more that the idea of eating an animal sometimes turns my stomach. So
skeeves you out. Makes you want
whether it's a chicken or a turkey or a turtle or whatever else.
Turtle, yeah, no.
It doesn't always sit that well with me.
Yeah.
So I was wondering,
so what does a nutritionist tell you? If you're like, I'm not going to eat animals, but I need
iron.
Well,
they take iron pills. But iron pills is taking vitamin C pills.
What else do they say?
Lemon.
Yeah, but aren't dark leafy greens loaded with iron too? Isn't spinach loaded with iron? Isn't a combination of dark kale loaded with iron? I think you just have to really, really overload on the greens that have a lot of iron, and you got to kind of overdose on them. I don't know, but I'm also not a nutritionist, and I'm not qualified to give advice. I would say talk to your nutritionist and find out if you can get a whole bunch of iron from dark leafy greens, which you probably already know, right?
No, I'm all for spinach, or whatever. I'm a spinach fan. Kale, not so much, I must admit.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you got to compromise your taste buds for quality of food that gets you what you need. So, first of all, talk to your nutritionist and ask him if you can get more iron from dark leafy greens, if you can get enough for what you need. Does that help?
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know. I mean, I'm only calling you up because you seem to have people asking you these sort of questions.
Well, that's my advice.
Question.
That's my advice. All right.
All right. Well,
thank you
very much.
Thank you. Bye. I have no idea. I mean, I think dark leafy greens have a lot of iron. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello there. Listen, I'm vegan/ vegetarian for 33 years. Mm-hmm. Never had a problem with iron. Probably because, AI says lentils, chickpeas, soybeans, tofu, edamame, kidney beans are high sources of iron, and I eat a lot of that stuff.
Can you put all of that on the playlist and comments board?
Right. Hopefully he's listening.
Yeah, that's
true. Sure, I'll do.
Say it again. Run it down again. That's what I'm thinking.
There's so many, list here.
I'm not sure that was a
lentils.
Lentils,
chickpeas, soybeans, tofu, edamame, kidney beans. Those are in my top foods.
And they're all loaded with iron. I know some people say red, you could get certain kinds of nutrients, protein and iron from red meat that you can't get from vegetables, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. All I know is I'm living proof. I mean, I'm one of the healthiest people of my age, and I haven't eaten an animal in 34, 35 years.
Well, that guy hasn't eaten animals either, and he's getting two hip replacements, so,
Yeah.
But he's probably not eating a lot of it.
He's probably 90, though. No.
And who knows what else he's doing? He might be smoking crack. I don't know what that guy's doing.
Also, Also, there was one night my wife wasn't home, and I said, I'm just going to eat this whole thing of spinach. I just made this big batch of spinach. I ate so much of it. The next day, I happened to be giving blood, and it took so much blood, and it was so dark. I'm like, why are you taking so much? They said, your blood's so high in iron, we want a lot of it.
Oh, I mean, wow.
So spinach.
Wow, that's cool. All right. Well,
yeah.
There it is. Thank you. That dude needs it.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it. All right, giving nutritional advice to a double hip replacement person. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Johnny Salami is in the studio. My best friend, Johnny Salami. We're going to go out and drink some weed juice after this. We're going to stroll around Jersey City and hang out a bit. But we have 25 more minutes to go to put the needle on the record with Billy Jam. And we need some phone calls. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. It's Friday night. It's warm in New Jersey. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey! I'd like to talk about this problem I've been having. All right, so there's this one radio show that I listen to all the time. And, you know, this host is like a... of this radio show is like this really charismatic guy. You know, all the women I know are obsessed with him. But, you know, I'm talking to this radio host, a good question to ask him. So I'm just wondering, like, what's a good, like, question to ask a radio host when live on the air?
I don't know, but you should give him more thought and then call back. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got a question about being available by phone. Like, my stepdad's been getting on my case because he says it's like a generational thing, but that, like, if I'm on the job or something like that, I need to be like, have my phone on me, like, all the time and be able to answer it, like, right away.
This is who, your dad?
My stepdad.
Your stepdad.
He's also, just to give you a little context, he's kind of an intense guy, and he's a yacht designer. So, you know, So he's kind of has to be available all the time.
Do you work for him?
And I do some jobs for him sometimes, but I don't. I'm doing other kinds of work.
Who does he want you to be available for? Him?
Just him or anybody. Like, so, like, if I'm doing my job and, like, a lot of times I'm working, I'm, like, on a ladder or I'm doing something where I don't really want to have my phone, like, right on me, you know? And sometimes I turn the ringer off, and I'm just kind of curious, is that an annoying quality if somebody's
takes 20 minutes
to get back to you kind of thing?
The weird thing is that he's the older person. So if it's a generational thing, the older people would be the ones that are not, you would think that they would be the ones that are not attached to their phone because they're of the, you know, landline generation. So, you know, how is it a generational thing if the younger person won't be attached to their phone?
He's Gen X. I'm millennial, and he kind of has this impression that millennials are way, like, important, like, quality of life. And so, like, I want to have a good quality of life and, like, not have my phone on me all the time. He's like, you got to, like, be, like, you know, on it when you're doing stuff and, you know, available. And so, yeah.
Ask him how people managed to do it before year 2001-ish when all of a sudden everybody slowly, incrementally had to have a cell phone. And before that, they had answering machines and landlines.
Yeah, totally. And everything worked.
Yesterday, I deleted my Instagram. Oh, my God. I lost my bed music. It's freaking me out. Hold on. I deleted my Instagram apps because I'm on my goddamn different reason. It's not communication.
Yeah.
But there's no reason in a business sense that you shouldn't be able to just check your phone twice a day to find out who you have to call back. If you have a family, kids and stuff, then it's different decisions and people have to deal with different things. I talk to Johnny Salami about this all the time. Like, you know, but you should not have to constantly be at the tip of your phone ready to call anybody back at a moment's notice. That's unhealthy and it's sick. We're a sick society. We're sick and I hate it. So, no, tell your stepdad to call me up and chat it out with me. I want to talk to him about it. All right?
All right. Well, that's good. I appreciate it.
Tell him I said
yeah,
he's wrong.
He's very sure about his that he's right.
You called me at the right time, so I'm so sick of my goddamn phone.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. It's just too all-encompassing and distracting.
And it's ruining the world in so many different for so many different reasons. And
totally.
It's ruining people's independence and ability to be free, and it's garbage. Tell him he's wrong. Tell him Ask Alan knows nothing about giving advice, and he said you're wrong.
All right, cool. All right. I'll let him know. I appreciate the support.
Bye.
And then
201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. That guy got me riled up. Stepdad telling you to keep your phone in your pocket more. What's wrong with the world? Ugh. Yeah, I deleted my Instagram apps. Thank you, Mark Hurst. I was sitting in upstairs reception room a long time ago, and I was talking about, you know, my acknowledgement of my addiction to all these stupid social media garbage crap. And he was like, just delete the app. And then if you have to make a post, if it's something for your band or for your show or for this or for that, you just go on your computer and you make a post. And today, I did exactly just that. Yesterday, I deleted the apps. I didn't look at Instagram one today, and I feel good about it. I feel great about it. F that crap. I was scrolling, and there was a final decision. I was scrolling the other day, doing a doom scroll before bed, and I saw a family member post something that almost made my head explode. And then I was like, that's it. I got to get rid of this crap. That's it. That's it. And I took Mark Hurst's advice. And you should too. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Phone line's a little slower than normal, but, you know, but that's why you can call now. Phone lines are open. 201-209-9368. Johnny Salami in the building. Guy that I talk about kids with a lot. He's got two badass teenagers. And so maybe you got kid issues. Maybe you got drinking issues. Maybe you got socialization issues. Maybe you're having a hard time meeting people. I want some first date calls. That'd be fun. Or issues with exes. Issues with exes is often a problem. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Hello, you're on the radio. Who are we speaking to? Oh, what's going on? Hey, hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
What's going on? Where are you? Where are you calling from? The Batcave?
I'm calling from my truck in Minnesota.
Okay.
No, Wisconsin. I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, you don't even know where you're calling from. All right. So, what's your name?
Adam.
Hey, Adam. How can I help you?
Am I on the air?
You are on the radio. I don't need screeners. I don't do
all
call
right.
screeners.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a question. I pick up my son, who's 14, every week to spend the weekend at my place. And a lot of the time, it's hard to get him to come out and get in, you know, leave his mom's house. And I want to be patient with him when I'm picking him up, but I don't know where to draw the line. If I have to wait, like today, I waited like an hour for him to come outside. I just want to be able to be empathetic.
Yeah. So you have shared custody?
Yeah. Yeah, it's shared custody. Yeah.
And then you pick him up once a week? What's the deal?
Yeah, once a week during the school year. Yeah, Fridays after school.
And then he comes to your place and
yes.
How old is he again? Did you tell me?
14.
Okay. And sometimes it takes and you're waiting outside the house for an hour?
Yeah, right. And I want to be patient, but I don't know exactly being authoritarian about it doesn't seem to be like the way getting into it.
Not with a 14-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
How's your relationship? So, how do you get,
yeah.
besides like stuff like that? What, like, so when you do pick him up, What do you do? What's a typical night with your kid?
We've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. We're on season 7.
Does he like it?
Yeah, we both like it.
And
working our way through the whole series, yeah.
Does he enjoy, is he glad that there's shared custody, or would he rather just be, what's the deal? What's his deal with the situation?
I don't think it's an ideal situation, you know, like having to share two different houses, but it doesn't seem awful either, or stress, you know. I don't know. I guess I can't speak for him.
Yes. So, it is, you know, and I'm sure you've already gone through this, understanding the push and pull of kids in these shared custody arrangements, having to go back here and then go back there and then go back here and then go back there.
Right.
And then
a lot. Yeah.
And there's probably some like passive aggressive behavior from the kids' point of view that like, all right, well, you're going to wait for me since I got to constantly be like uprooted.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But can you have like a, have you had this conversation?
Yeah. I just actually was just talking with him about it earlier, to try to figure out, you know, let him know that it's not, you know, it's frustrating, but I want to just figure out what would make it easier. And I think, you know, I suggested that exact thing that, you know, must be, the only thing I could think of is that it gives some leverage or some kind of power, some control over the situation that he's not crazy about to begin with.
Yeah, so he is doing sort of expressing some kind of power. Yeah, I think that's exactly what's happening. Hold on, Johnny Salami, pull in that microphone. The one right above you there.
Yeah.
You just keep it on there. Just first time Johnny Salami on mic in his life, I would imagine.
Yes,
in my life. Johnny Salami's got two teenagers, deals with a lot of like similar issues. What do you got to say about this?
I think he should be patient, number one. And then I think he should like maybe reward him.
I can't hear it.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, you can't hear Johnny Salami? Hold on a second.
This is important.
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. What do you mean you can't hear him? I get it. Hold on.
I've got my radio off. You know? Should I turn my radio on?
Definitely do not turn the radio on. Hold on a second.
Okay, right.
Can you hear him now?
No.
Can you hear him now?
No.
Wait, I didn't say no.
No. Yeah, Johnny, you can hear him now?
That wasn't me saying no. I can hear, I think I hear two people.
Yeah, that's me. Well, yeah, tell him that he should just be patient and maybe reward him when he comes out early and make it like a positive thing. If he could, you know, I don't know. Anything, you have to be patient with the kids. I'm dealing with the same situation for years, and I figured it out by just almost weirdly babying them, but making it easy for them. And then they seem to want to come. Then when they come, they don't want to leave. So, I don't know.
Right. Okay.
So rewarding.
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe like, listen, if you can get out here in the next 15 minutes before we go see Larry David, we're going to...
whatever he wants.
Give him some money.
Yeah, money.
I know. That just seems... Yeah, I know. His mom suggests that kind of thing, too, but it seems kind of icky to me.
Yeah,
so
it is icky. It's disgusting. That's why I don't have kids. And so what I would say is you got to balance what's... You know, do you want to do something icky to get the kid out, you know, to... positive reinforcement and rewarding behavior that's beneficial without, but at the same time, you don't want to reinforce bad behavior, right? It's net for you to do the right thing. I got to give you $15. Really? I mean, that's a problem too, but this is also your mental health at play here. You want the kid to get out here. So sometimes maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is why I don't have kids, Johnny Salami. We go through this. This is the things we talk about all the time. But your patience is clear. You're being patient, and that's good. Positive reinforcement when there's good behavior. Keep letting him know that this sucks for you. Like, you love that, you know, you understand his situation. It sucks for him to constantly have to go back and forth. But at the same time, you know, you have time. Your time's valuable, too. And then throw him 15 bucks and an ice cream cone.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. I don't know.
I appreciate it.
I'm an unqualified purveyor.
All right. Thank you.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi. My name is Russell. I called last week. Hung up on me. But I wanted to thank you because you you taught me a great lesson. You said that I was lying. And I thought about it, and I realized I was lying to myself.
Get out of here, Russell. You're fired. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. The phone lines are open. Billy Jam, Put the Needle on the Record, coming up at 7 p.m. And I'll get a little feedback from the great Billy Jam on, you know, if he approves of the new Ask Alan theme song by Ali Bang that we started the show off with. So give a call. We still got about 12 minutes of advice giving from a completely unqualified purveyor of advice. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. I want to go out and hit the town with Johnny Salami on a high note. So give a call, 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. The WFMU Hellraiser is starting on October 1st. There is all kinds of events. Go to WFMU.org all month long. I'm trying to think about a special or two for Ask Alan. What do I do as a special for this show? I don't know. Do I want your advice? I don't know. If you do have advice on that, go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board if you could think of a good special for Ask Alan. In the meantime, if you need advice, 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. Wild out here in Jersey City. Heavy traffic. Really humid. Feels more like a mid-July day than a late September day. The trains are down. Johnny Salami navigated the phone system, the train lines to get here. Ooh, I got my space album rolling and I didn't even realize. Hold on. We need some space. Maybe space will get the calls going. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, I was wondering, because I'm going to the movies soon, you could help me choosing between a bunch of candies at the movies.
Candies?
Yeah, candies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What movie are you going to see?
I'm going to see a musical.
Well, so this is her dad. I'm actually taking my 11-year-old daughter to the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie, which is probably a mistake, but I know that, so I'm not really the one looking for advice. I just wanted to go.
Well, why'd you cut your daughter off? Put her back on the phone.
I'm trying to. She's right here. So, yeah.
Okay. Hi. All right. Your dad do that all the time? He cut you off like that?
Yes.
All the time.
Hey, put her on the phone.
It's just a speakerphone. Go for it.
Okay.
Well, you know how it's hard to choose between different delicious ice creams at the ice cream store? It's the same thing at the movie theater with candy.
I agree. I agree. So why don't you roll off your choices, what you're debating.
I'm feeling Gummy Clusters or Sour Patch Kids, but I just don't know which one.
Wow. So what was the first one?
Gummy Clusters.
Gummy Clusters. I mean, are they kind of similar candies?
I mean, Sour Patch Kids is obviously sour a little bit, and Gummy Clusters is like nerds, but has gumminess inside of it.
Don't they both kind of have gumminess?
I mean, yeah, that's true. But Nerds is pretty good. And also sour.
Well, it sounds like the second one has more, like, pop to it, like different flavors.
True, that's true.
Right, so, and the first one, it's almost like you're eating two candies if you eat the second one.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That is true.
I'm more of a Milk Duds guy myself.
That's like one of my least favorite candies, I'm sorry.
So you're not into chocolate?
I like chocolate, but just not the ones that are hard to chew, kind of.
Okay, and you only get one box of candy for the movies?
Yeah, sadly, Dad.
It's not me, it's the law.
It's the law?
And that was my understanding.
The kids are only allowed to eat one box of candy at the movies?
Isn't that, I thought the governor signed that law. I don't know, work with me here.
There's a bill that says children. What happens to the parent if the kid eats two boxes of candy?
Then they're not allowed to smoke in the casino.
Oh, I see. All right, daughter, listen, take control of the situation. Is you okay? Everything okay with you?
Yes, I'll be okay.
All right, get that, eat that second candy, and be careful. And if you have any problems, 201-209-9368.
Okay.
Or 911. Thank you very much.
Second one was better. Bye. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Guy talking over his daughter, stealing her thunder. Girl calls into the radio, talk about candy. Your dad's stealing her thunder, screaming into the phone. Come on. What's going on today? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. You could be one of the last few callers on tonight's segment of Ask Alan, advice on any topic. From a completely unqualified purveyor of advice. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We need some calls, man. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. Got my best friend in the studio. You got a call. Johnny Salami came through with some good advice. Just pay off the kid. Just spoil him. Just throw money at him. 201-209. Oh, there you are. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, now, Alan. The roommate problem tonight.
Okay, you got a roommate problem. Do tell.
I do. He lost his job about 2 months ago.
Oof.
So, you know, no money coming in.
Oh.
And I paid the rent. Last month, I paid his rent for him. You know, he said thanks, but that was last month. Then he shaved his head. He comes home one day, his head shaved. He tells me he's trying to save money on the barber.
Uh-huh.
And a couple days later, box comes.
Who comes?
A box comes at the front door.
Uh-huh.
And it's a wig company. It's coming from a wig company.
A wig company?
Yeah, a wig. He's buying a wig, apparently. So he didn't have any money to pay me, but he's shaving his head, and now he's buying a wig. And then, you know, he's got a laptop. It's on the kitchen table. I look, and there's like a schematic for, like, the bank down the street. So, you know, I'm putting one to one together here. You know, do I confront him?
What do you think? All right. First of all, what's going on with the wig? Tell me about the wig. What's it look like?
It's a long, blonde wig. I mean, this is a guy, but he's buying a long, blonde wig. And then he's studying the plans for a bank down the street.
Get out of here.
Do I call the cops?
You think he's going to rob the bank?
You tell me. Or do I just confront him? He's kind of a big guy.
What's more important, getting your rent or stopping a bank robbery?
That's why I'm calling 201-209-9368, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, you should talk to him and find out if he's going to rob the bank.
Okay, but he's kind of a big guy, so.
No, but just ask him. He might need a little. Do you need some support? You know, just act like you're an accomplice.
Okay.
Put a secret recorder on.
All right.
Put your cell phone on in another room on record.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
And get the whole plan.
Okay.
And then call me back next week with the plan.
Okay. We'll do it.
And then tell him hold off for a couple weeks.
A couple weeks. Sorry.
All right.
I'll talk to you next week, Alan.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Orlando.
Hey, Orlando. What do you need? You need advice? Don't curse.
Oh, no. Well, my room, I wanted to repaint it. It's just plain white, but it has, like, hints of oranges, but I don't know what color to finish it off. I had, like, baby yellow in mind.
Well, what's your environment? What do you like? What's your environment like? What are you into? Like, what are you feeling? What are you feeling right now? I mean, like, what do you got around you? What kind of music? What do you? What's your vibe?
Well, before it used to be a SpongeBob vibe.
Oh.
Like, so the room was like half green and half blue, like SpongeBob stickers and wallpaper. So. You know, that's that, and I like to play Fortnite.
Okay. So now you're more into Fortnite than SpongeBob?
Yeah.
So you want, are you feeling Fortnite vibes? That's more like dark, right?
Yeah, I know, right? Like a deep purple.
Okay, why don't you go Fortnite so you could be in your room playing Fortnite and have like put some like stars on the walls and stuff like that? Yeah, all so right, go dark purple, go Fortnite. Yeah, go with the Fortnite theme, whatever that means to you. Don't go no white with orange trim and some weird yellow. No, you go with the Fortnite. All right.
All right, thank you, man.
You got it. Last call, Billy Jam is in the studio.
Last call for alcohol.
Last call for anything. What do you need? Advice on any topic?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. What's your name? Don't curse.
Yo, exactly. That's kind of what I'm calling to ask about you. I've heard you mention don't curse. I know you can't say the curse words, but it seems like...
A lot of people, I was sabotaged early on. I think I'm traumatized. Early on, people just kept cursing and cursing and cursing. So every time I hear somebody with it, sometimes I just get an instinct for somebody who's going to curse.
Don't, I got you.
All right.
I mean, I just hear so many curse words on TV. The president can drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, well, you can't do it here. It's the FCC. Don't even mess around.
Oh, sure. Yeah. They've got teeth these days. All right, man. That's all I needed.
All right. Word. Peace.
Take care.
Put the needle on the record coming up in oh so soon. Billy Jam is here. The great Billy Jam. It's great to have him in studio. What'd you think of the Ask Alan theme song? I don't need any, whatever. Straight shooting, Billy Jam.
You know what? I missed it.
I got a phone call.
Good. So I'm going to listen to the archives.
Right on. No, next week. You hear it next week.
Okay.
Billy Jam coming up in 30 seconds. Put the needle on the record.
Hello, it's WFMU. Thank you, Ask Alan. You know, I meant to ask Alan. Hey, Alan, I was going to call him and say, Alan, how do you get upstairs? And you go up the stairs. Ha! Based on a real conversation I had in a store one time. How do you get upstairs? You take a look at the stairs. Okay, it's a history of Bay Area rap / hip hop, part 6. Can you believe it? Got a bunch of classic records going back to the 80s, the 90s, 2000s. Got two different groups from the Bay Area called 415. 415, of course, being originally kind of like a Bay Area wide. Radio. Biscuit in the background. Radio. 415, brother, in the background. Biscuit going to be playing. One of the groups. One was Big Ocean Mob. Anyway, 415 was the area code. Then it just became San Francisco. Anyway, it's coming up today, and going to go back in time to the very first Master P radio interview when he was living in the Bay Area, and I got to interview him. But let's get to it, shall we? Let's do 415 featuring Richie Rich out of Oakland, California, the better-known 415 group, and this is Sideshow, a tradition in Oakland for many, many decades.
Sideshow. Rich, kick the sideshow. One, two, three.
Make it.
It's a Saturday night, my girl's looking real pretty. But jack that, I just left Campbell City. Straight late, singing some Vogues on a point. On my way to the town to get a Doja joint. Pushed it to the 7 to get some dank. Hit the liquor store to go get drank. Now I got my Doja, my drink is like Nitro. Peace, Playboy, I'm on my way to the sideshow. Down Bancroft to the light, let me warm it up. I hit a donut tight, there's a Chevy on my side. Window straight tinted, I think he got hype when he saw me spinning. I'm up out of there, sideways to the next light. Vogue's kind of smoking, but Zena's still tight. I'm at the sideshow, parlaying and playing. Music on hit, head straight swaying to the sounds of the 415 and the Lobster. Girly on the corner on Jock, so I approached her. Spoke real sweet and said, hey, what's happening? She said, Double R, is that you rapping? I said, oh no, baby, that ain't me. You listen to the sounds of the LOC. The same click, the 415, we make paper. But back up, girl, I can see you got the vapors. Lazy, toe up and toe down, yo. She's looking for a trick at the sideshow. You know what I'm saying? In Oakland, California, every Saturday night, brothers we ride. Straight lace Zeniths, drop tops, buckets, high performance. We really don't be tripping, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like this. Police came through, but now they're gone. In other words, the sideshow's on. Troy's in the 5-point straight up lit. Shorts coming through in the Benz with a kick. Oakland's moving something, and that's real. Bruce from the Deuce coming through in a veal. This is a sideshow, boy, we don't fake it. Police come through on a flute and try to break it up like that. With a riot hat, you're gonna need more than a billy club and a gap to stop the sideshow. Officer, just think, maybe you should come and hit the spot with a tank, cause the brothers from the O are gonna keep on riding. Yoke and hitting tight with straight side. See, we ain't really tripping off jail or the tickets. A brother wants to post, make mail and kick it. Now listen, this is the code to the show for the people out there who just don't know. If your car's real clean, then bring it. If it's high performance, then swing it. If it's a motorcycle, you better serve it. And if you get a ticket, you better deserve it. As long as you can say, man, I'll let them know that peace, you did it at the sideshow. It's an everyday thing. Every Saturday night, brothers be tearing up cars. Brothers be coming through, swinging them. I don't know what's going on. I'm juiced. I'm in the town, I strikes through. I see girls corner to corner, block to block. You know, basically it's just... corner to corner, block to block, flock Zeus's and EVs did not. Gold digging women in the city of O, looking for a brother with a cash flow. That's the type of things that get them off. Material stuff at the sideshow, boss. Brothers get started and man, don't quit. Kiki's on a ninja, serving it. It's about 2 o'clock and the show's still moving. Girls all at the gas station choosing. A brother like me never ever spends cash on those. No, I need a new set of bows. Candy paint will make a freak pee, but you never get a nickel or a dime out of me. Peace to everybody in the O that I know. Double R get with you at the sideshow. Believe that, cause it's real. This one goes out to my DJ Durlski, my homeboy LOC, and of course the Jick of the G.
Let the drums roll. Lay out the red carpet. Here he comes, America's beloved freedom fighter.
If those radio suckers 40 years ago would have heard
you
to say let it flow. These be a kind of band from the barrio. Black brothers back then were slinging cane like Ario. A rolling rock. To catch a case was kinda petty, but tossing it was like tossing confetti. That radio decade was decorated. As a comedy, I'm here to get it demonstrated to those millions that come in that can imitate it. Come along, but don't come alone. Bring along the sing-along suckers. Back then, didn't know what's in, but now they know what's up. So then I say to yo, turn on the radio. You got a mother talking brother on the KSO. Caucasian chicken soul, and I say really don't. Now I say there comes a day when rock and roll is old, and rap can hold its own. A fist be calling his phone, now my thing is on. Get on, get radio. On, get on. Radio. Yoko Ho, What's up with Rich Man's radio? It's got a style of its own. When you turn it on, you won't hear me on. I'm like Papillon, I prefer the guillotine. I'm in the 415 and rock 415. By all means, I'm from Queens and looking good in jeans. I'm like a hood, it seems. The most radio. Suckers.